Welcome to Preston Super Show. I have the brand new MLB, NBA, and NHL weekly watch list for you. The best betting guide on the planet. Let's start with the MLB pick of the week. The Seattle Mariners, who are going to finish, you know, the spring training up pretty strong here after that tie today with the Cubs. So they were 13-13 coming into that. They have a lot of work, getting done in the spring training here. So there's a lot of different bodies getting a chance. And I believe the level of competition, you see it, they have on their roster, it's up there with the premier teams in the MLB. They play the San Diego Padres on Monday and Tuesday before flying home to host the Boston Red Sox for opening day on Thursday, where they begin their first four-game series of the year. This will be a really important team to watch, see how their story unfolds during the MLB season. I believe they will win that series. The Red Sox are going to be on the road all week, and then they run a gauntlet right after that along the West Coast, and then they fly around. Major League sluggers on the Seattle's team are going to really boost this team. They got J.P. Crawford, who's going to come in during a crisis and knock in some runs. Jorge Polanco is going to reel some big ones off. Then they have Luis Castillo, a couple other guys that could come out there and really throw a decent ball. So overall, I really am impressed with the Seattle Mariners team and how they've regrouped and even the pipeline they've built to the minors has gotten a lot better. And I think all of that is going to help this team just stay glued together, focused on the task at hand. Really interesting team to watch. That's a really interesting series with the Red Sox. That's why my eyes are on that. And this is a fiery group that I will revisit. NBA is really interesting right now because you're like, hey, how many of these guys are paying attention with March Madness going on? And I think that most of them are still focused on the task at hand, to be honest with you. But there may be a few guys here and there that just aren't as glued in because March Madness has been so wild. But I'm talking about a team today that I believe is 100% buying in. I believe the Indiana Pacers are buying in right now. I think they're buying into everything their coach is preaching. I think they're buying into each other. I think this is a team that's playing much better than a lot of people anticipated. And I knew they could do this, but I knew it would be difficult with a lot of the acquisitions they made and some of the pieces they got rid of from this team and from the landscape of what they wanted to do. But they're playing a solid brand of basketball at the right time of year. You want to be playing good basketball right now. They need to win. They're in the Eastern Conference where everything goes, you know, down the tubes at the end of the year. There's an opening for a team to make it and take a team out of the playoffs. So they don't want to fall behind. They want to stay right on track. And the way to do that is you got to win the games in front of you. So before, you know, the final playoff push with the 11 games they got on the schedule right now, the Pacers are 40-31 overall. They play the Lakers tonight. That's a healthy scratch for me. Little Christmas, you know, in March action. But that's a healthy scratch on that particular game. Not focused on that. I'm actually looking ahead for the Pacers, who are 38-31-3. Those three pushes against the spread, while cashing at a 55.1% clip. They got 2 points of line movement in their favor, with a 1.7 plus or minus against the spread. The Pacers are a team that is going to continue to surprise you, but they're just doing the right things at the right time. So that's why I'm putting them right back on the list. They face the Clippers on Monday night, who are going to be without Westbrook, but also they're playing without confidence. Then the Pacers go to play the Bulls on Wednesday. Now, that game is a really interesting one. What I really like about that game is that the Bulls also need to win, Yeah, that could make a very competitive game, could send that total way over. So I like that game on Wednesday for the potential over there. But also, if the Pacers come into the game, by the time that game's getting ready to tip off as an underdog at the spread, that would just be, you know, amazing to get plus points on this Pacers team. But see, where it gets good is they go back home to host the Lakers on Friday. So they go through the grit right now, you know what I mean? It's a little gritty right now for them. But then they come out of the, you know, right over the clearing, and it's looking nice, man. You got the Lakers coming to you. But that's good for the bettors. That's good for us. You got to understand, because now they're going to have an opportunity, depending on how that game goes tonight, to see what it's going to look like on Friday by the time both these teams run their, you know, schedule up until then. So I really like that particular schedule that the Pacers have in this time frame I'm talking about. So they fit really well into the list, really a centerpiece, a cornerstone of this week's betting guide, this weekly watch, is because I do think that the Pacers have an opportunity not only to win us money, but they're also a team that's proven with a record of 21-13-2 as an underdog, cashing at a 61.8% clip. And that is where the sauce is. So we're looking for the Pacers to be discounted and to pick up that value to create just a little bit of that buffer for us when we get to the actual game. And then remember that live betting is the now. It's right now. Live betting is right now. That's why the betting guide is so important, because you could run with the betting guide all week, because you don't have to be there for tip-off. You could be there during the game. You have the knowledge. You have the tools. Now it's up to you to make the call. See, that's what it's about. You got to be there in the moment sometimes and just test the waters. That's the only way to really know. But with the NHL, there's a lot we already know. And one thing I know is that the Colorado Avalanche are 46-20-5. And they're not ready to go on vacation just yet. They like the cold. It's getting warm, but the Colorado Avalanche have been heating up. I'm back with the Avalanche this week, a team I enjoy watching when the Blackhawks flat out stink. And that's this year, right? My poor Blackhawks stinking up the joint. The Avalanche are the number one team at cashing the over, going 41-29-1 doing so. They are the number three team against the spread. To shape each game for you, wrap this up. On Tuesday, the Avalanche play the Montreal Canadiens. The Canadiens are the second-best team against the spread, so I see that contest going over on the total goals. The New York Rangers fly into the Colorado Avalanche house. Here they are. Look at them in their glory. And the Colorado Avalanche going to come out there and keep that one close. I think that game stays close. They got a better chance to cover the spread than to push that total over. I don't think it's going to go over in that game. I think that's a spread pick. It could go over, but it's a better chance that Avalanche cover the spread, because they're going to be a dog in that one. Then the last game that I'm going to speak of, the Nashville Predators fly into town. That's my game of the week, because I like that Nashville Predators group, that core they got. I think they have a good rotation with the goalies. I think they're just a steady team. They have a nice record. But other than that, the Avalanche have struggled against the Predators earlier this month. But instead of that game going over, which it could, again, it could, I like the Avalanche to cover the spread, keep it close. They're at home. This is a team they're resting in their own bedrooms every night. It's very nice for the Colorado Avalanche this week, getting close to the end of the year. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to Preston Super Show. Just like the hands of time, I'm turning it over to you. Good night and God bless. Psalms 37:4 KJV.